it's a bad day at the office all around. In every aspect of the game, they were better than us. And things that don't take much talent, energy, work rate, we had none of it, and they had loads of it. And not depicting of a Quinn's performance at all. It was pretty basic schoolboy stuff. They were running in charge for fun, and quite simply, it was a terrible day at the office.
Yeah. Sale won at Newcastle, so they got there, and you needed that extra point. So it's all down to next Friday in Lyon. I mean, this is a big week in every sense now, even more so.
No, it's huge. You know, we got to win on Friday night. We know how good Montpellier are, and we've got to go win this. Got to go win this tournament to get us into the top competition. And you'd say from our performance then, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve to be in the top competition, but beauty of sport is you get a second chance sometimes. We've got a second chance on Friday night to right the wrongs and get the win and get us in the main competition.
Yeah, well, good luck. BBC Radio London will be willing you on, as will all our listeners.
Thank you.
Danny, one of the most frustrating things Connor was just saying to us, you didn't see that coming. I mean, 10 tries to be shipped, and I guess at work rate potentially, certainly positional sense, a few things were so awry today.
Yeah, it was literally, they were, like I said, they were walking in tries, and we'll have to watch the video and have a look at it. I don't know if our heads was on next week a little bit, which is no excuse as a professional athlete. And you know, we got some hard yakka in the next couple of days to get over that, because that hurts. It hurts me as Quinn's captain. It should hurt every player. That's not what you want to be involved in games like that. And we're embarrassed by it. But you move on and you've got to dust yourself off. And we got a cup final on Friday that we have to win. Otherwise, we'll be playing in a less competition that we don't want to be in.
So the less competition, which obviously it is. Quinn's are three-time European Challenge Cup champions. You were there. I was there for that great win in 2011. And let's be fair, Lyon against Montpellier, huge game. And as Nigel said, so much on it. But just a chance for silverware again, DC, as well.
Yeah, silverware's huge. You can't underestimate how big it is to win a trophy. We did it in 2011, the year after we won the league. It can be a massive springboard to a higher success, and we've got to treat it as that. You know, not many people get to play many cup finals. I've been lucky enough to play in a couple, and this one's right up there with one we want to go and get. And I think we owe it to the fans, we owe it to Connor, and we owe it to ourselves to better that performance today.
Just going to finish asking you that exact thing. A lot of fans will be going out to the stadium in Lyon, which is brilliant. And for Connor, final home game here, which was such a poignant and emotional and again, a bit of a deflating occasion. But this will be his last actual game, won't it? And what a way to try and send him off after 6.5 years.
Yeah, we have to. That's an awful way to send him off. And that isn't depicted of his time here at all. He's been brilliant for the club. He's been the most successful coach the club's ever had in its 150-year history. And hopefully we give him one more trophy to lift and add to his resume.